So, you might ask, what if the opponent is someone of high status? Should we then not take them to court within our Christian community? Because in secular courts, they are likely to already have an upper hand. But what if they don't agree and disregard the internal Christian courts, forcefully taking the matter to secular courts? In this case, it would be better to willingly accept what you're inevitably going to endure and choose not to sue, so as to receive a reward in the end. For, as stated in Matthew 5:40, if someone sues you and takes your shirt, give them your coat too. Also in Matthew 5:25, it says, settle your differences with your opponent quickly while you are on the way to court. Why should I only refer to our religious teachings? Even secular lawyers often recommend settling out of court, but oh, the corrupting power of mere love of wealth? It disrupts everything. For many, everything else becomes insignificant compared to money. It's not surprising that worldly men take their conflicts to secular courts. However, when those sworn to a religious life do the same, it is truly unforgivable. If you want guidance from the scripture on how far you should distance yourself from these secular tribunals or who these laws are actually designed for, consider what Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:9. The law was not made for the righteous, but for the lawless and disobedient. And if Paul said this about Mosaic law, it surely applies even more to secular laws.